Welcome into LoHo Daily. I am LoHo, a.k.a. Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Well, we all watched the Super Bowl last night. It was not what we were expecting. I think that there were some outcomes that we were thinking could happen where, like, oh, Brady rallies the Buccaneers in the fourth quarter and they win the Super Bowl, or Mahomes rallies the Chiefs in the fourth quarter and they win the Super Bowl, or the Chiefs blow out the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. I don't think I saw anyone. Like, I remember watching the preview for NFL Network. They do these every game. Like, every, they do a preview for every single game all year long. And when you looked at what their experts said across the board, they had 12 different experts, and none of them predicted a Tampa Bay blowout. I didn't think that it was possible. I thought that Tampa Bay's defense would play the game close, Tom would come up with some magic, and then they would end up winning the game. I did not see them just dismantling Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City's offense, and that's what I want to talk about today. Now, I understand that there are mitigating circumstances on why we saw KC's offense look the way that it did. And then you look at the numbers at the end of the night for Patrick Mahomes, 26 of 49, 270 yards, zero touchdowns, two interceptions. Now, that doesn't tell the whole story, because Patrick Mahomes made some plays last night that were impossible. Like, some of the throws that he made, there's a highlight reel of at least three, maybe five, incompletions that he threw in last night's game that are worthy of us studying and breaking down. But 26 of 49, 270 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions, a passer rating of 52.3. Travis Kelce had 133 yards, and it looked like they had decided, look, we're going to let Kelce get his stuff underneath, and we are not going to let Tyreek Hill beat us. They did an incredible job with bracketed coverages. You know what was crazy? They didn't overreact to the motion, the window dressing stuff, the stuff that makes other teams uncomfortable when they play Kansas City. I was really impressed by that. That they kind of stood their ground and they said, look, let's make sure that we communicate. Let's make sure that everyone knows what everyone else is doing. But essentially what they did was double cover Tyreek Hill all game long. And you can do that when you are getting pressures. In those dropbacks that Patrick Mahomes had, he had 52 dropbacks. More than half of those dropbacks, he was under pressure. That's a record in the Super Bowl. They got after it defensively. And they did it. They didn't even have to blitz. And this is one of the things that's made this team really special all season long. You look at the night that Shaq Barrett had, and Ndamukong Suh had a sack and a half. Shaq Barrett was all over the place. Four quarterback hits for him, a bunch of pressures. He had a sack. Ndamukong Suh with a sack and a half. They got after Patrick Mahomes. They put a hurting on him. They were able to get pressure, and when they weren't, what's really crazy is you look at all the passes that were defended. They had nine passes defended in this game too. So when they weren't getting to Patrick Mahomes, they were making sure that Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce weren't putting them in a washing machine. And it was really cool to see. I don't know if this is the blueprint. Like, you got to make sure that you have the personnel. I'm looking forward to talking with some of my experts over the week about whether or not we just saw a way to slow down this offense where you just say, you absolutely sell out and say, Tyreek Hill is not going to chuck the deuce at us and get down the field. Like, that's not going to happen. And we'll give you everything that you want underneath. We'll make the sacrifice. What's incumbent upon a strategy like that is you better tackle. Because if you don't tackle, then it becomes a problem. But Kansas City wasn't able to do anything even when Tampa wasn't blitzing, it wasn't like they were able to even run the ball. And their numbers look better than they should be because Patrick Mahomes is out there running around. But that was also part of the plan. Patrick Mahomes ran five times for 33 yards. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a couple of big runs. And when you look at the numbers, it says they ran the ball well because they had 107 yards on 17 carries. But it was all late stuff. It was all stuff that they were giving you because they ended up tackling well. It's bizarre. It's really like Kansas City outgained Tampa in offense in this game. But you talk about the bend and don't break defense. You saw that. You saw that from Tampa Bay in this game. They had a turnover on downs. They had a couple of picks. Kansas City has a punt in this game. They don't usually do that. Patrick Mahomes lost a fumble. Like, there was all sorts of stuff that was going on, and it was a really fantastic display of game planning by Todd Bowles, who is one of the most well-respected minds, defensive minds in the NFL. People know how good he is, and he put it on display in last night's game. I imagine that there are probably some general managers that are like, we should have waited to talk to him. And maybe the second time when he gets an opportunity to be a head coach, he's going to be even better. But that was a master class in how to stop that offense. As I said earlier, Patrick Mahomes' toe and him not being 100%, I thought played a role in this. He wasn't the same guy. He was out there running for his life on a bad toe. And we'll see if he ends up having surgery on it. But they clamped down on him. We saw him look mortal. And it wasn't one of those games where, and we've seen it a ton, and we expect Patrick Mahomes is going to rally and he's going to save the day because that's what he's done throughout his career with Kansas City. He's the guy that comes in and is like, okay, everything's fine. We're going to fix all of this stuff. And in Sunday's game, he was not able to fix it. The pressure kept coming, and he couldn't do anything to stand in its way. Although it would have been, with those incompletions, like if Tyreek Hill catches that ball in the end zone, you got passes bouncing off of guys' helmets. That pass that he threw where he was horizontal with the ground, this is the damnedest thing I've ever seen. And it was an incompletion. But the contested passes were part of what it was that they wanted to do. You talk about executed game plans. Like, they put an executed game plan together. Like, Bowles put it out there, and his players took on the challenge. And we were wondering if we were going to see the JPP and Shaq Barrett that showed up in the NFC title game. And I think the answer to that question is yes. We saw those guys show up, and they played great. Let me take you back to the press conference last night. This was Bruce Arians after the game was over, and he was completely elated and super happy about what transpired, getting his first Super Bowl as a head coach. But this was him giving praise to the plan that Todd Bowles had put in before the game.
Yeah, I can't give him enough credit. You know, I think he got a little tired of hearing about how unstoppable they were. I thought he came up with a fantastic plan just to keep them in front of us and tackle real well. And that, you know, Patrick wasn't going to beat us running. We let him run all day and just keep chasing him around and see if we can make some plays.
I give Bruce Arians a lot of credit. When you look up and down his staff, there are different people. He's got women on the staff. He's got minorities on the staff. He has ex-players on the staff. He has people who didn't play on his staff. All are being given an opportunity to learn and to be put in the forefront. And now all of those people get Super Bowl rings, and they get to add those Super Bowl rings to their resume. Todd Bowles is probably going to get another opportunity to be a head coach someday. And I hope that because of the way that the offense played, that we see Byron Leftwich get an opportunity. But, I mean, if you look on that staff, Harold Goodwin is on that staff. Antoine Randall is on that staff. So I give Bruce Arians a lot of credit for really looking and trying to find great candidates and trying to give a hand up to minority candidates that are all going to benefit from being a part of this process and being on a team that Tom Brady is the quarterback of. Like, that will add cachet to all of their resumes. But hats off to Todd Bowles, because he did the impossible. He made Patrick Mahomes human. He made him look mortal, and he made that offense look confused and out of sync. And I imagine that there will be a lot of teams with the Chiefs on the schedule next year that are going to be looking at this tape and figuring out if they've got the personnel to pull off what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pulled off on Sunday night. Thanks for listening.